This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Governor Jared Polis's bill signing tour continues. The latest set of new laws includes measures to support Colorado's emergency medical services and a response to homelessness. Lucas Brady Woods reports for the Colorado Capital News Alliance.
Ambulance services now have to be reimbursed if they treat patients without transporting them. Previously, they were only compensated if they took a patient to a hospital. The new law also requires reimbursements when they take patients to behavioral health clinics or if they use telehealth services during an emergency call. Supporters say the changes will create much-needed funding for Colorado's ambulances and cut down on expensive hospital visits. Another new law lets local governments form regional groups with each other to share resources and expertise to reduce homelessness. It also directs officials to come up with a plan for a statewide homelessness strategy. Advocates have long said more regional collaboration and state leadership is needed to effectively address the issue.
That was Lucas Brady Woods for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. A man who used a theatrical projector to beam political messages onto a public building had the machine confiscated by police. CPR's Allison Sherry reports now he is suing, hoping to get it back.
Trevor Eaches attended an anti-ICE protest on a January night and brought his projector. He set up in a public park across the street from the State Judicial Center and bathed the building in three messages that included "Abolish ICE." State troopers first showed up and threatened to detain him. Then Denver police officers showed up, issued him a ticket, and took the projector. The municipal code violation charges were dropped, but Eaches hasn't gotten his projector back. The lawsuit was filed in Denver District Court and says the city is repressing his expression because they took it away. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The time is now 8:06. You can find more news online at cpr.org.